Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment, and God bless America. I just got back in town last night. I had a celebration of life for a family member in the state of Washington, so I was driving for quite some time yesterday. And during this driving period, we had a wind advisory that was posted, a heavy rain advisory that was posted. No snow, but the weather was terrible. The wind was not particularly helpful, and even when we got fairly close to home, as we're used to here, there were rocks on the road, some limbs that were down, and different things. And it made me think about winter weather driving. Now, you know, I do different things about summer and the things that are happening in terms of the weather at that time and being prepared. Here, this is sort of quick, and I took a little time to do a lead in here that we probably didn't need. But this isn't complex. What I want to remind people of today is it's not the middle of winter yet. Okay, don't wait till the middle of winter to do a few basic things, like check your tires. I saw some evidence of this when I was driving on I-5 again yesterday. People who had bad tires, and you could see it. I saw no accidents, but we saw some shaking and weaving and other things. Check it. If you don't have good tread on your tires, you've got a problem when winter comes. Replace them now. And while you're checking them, even if they look good, check your air pressure if you can. Get them at least up, because people go for months on those, and that can have an effect in terms of your control. So do those very simple things. A lot of our listening audience is going to be dealing with more freezing. If you're using water in your radiator and nothing else, might be time to add some antifreeze in there, because that's, again, part of the basic things we're doing. And if you've been having trouble getting the vehicle to start, oh, that doesn't happen. Well, yes, it does. Moisture and
deal
other things
some of those
can cause
now.
Problems. It's one thing to get stuck in the summer when it's not too bad in the weather. In the middle of winter, having something go because of moisture issues and other problems, that can be actually very serious for you and for your family. So for everyone's sake, please go ahead and get it done. This is safer for all of us. I'm telling you, for your family. But for everyone else on the road, it's the same thing. Again, I'm just one person driving down the road, and I saw a number of things that happened yesterday just in that simple, straightforward drive. Let's all have a safe winter period and have our cars running properly. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.